happens to be his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, for Moshe Yudah ben Peshadina, for Pinchas Elimelech ben Beilach Fradel, for Sobino ben Shemachina, for Shalach Bachar ben Tzachol Maizadeyam, and the Nishmas Maris Esther ben Reb Shmuel. In the Gemara in Krisis and of Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, the Katani Sefer Pesach Umilu Mitzvah Sesei, Pesach Umilu Maikatani Luhu. Why does it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about Chatos, when you chayev a chatas. So why does it mention Pesach and Chata, Pesach and Mila, for which there's no chatas? V'yisema v'asuya korban aleihon. And if you're going to say that we learn Pesach and Mila to tell you that there's a korban chatas, mi maisi? Is there really a korban chatas for Pesach and Mila? Is there really a korban chatas for Pesach and Mila? V'atanyo k'shakol turkulu avodas kochom, the Torah is equated to Avodah Zarah, the Chsiv Torah Chasiya Lechem Loisa Bishkaga Vina B'Shirat Lathasa B'Yad Rama. It says there's one Torah, if one does Bishkaga, he has to bring a carbon for Avodah Zarah. And the soul that does with a Yad Rama, with an outstretched hand. So Ma Avodah Zkochav M'Shev V'Al Tasa, Av Kol Shev V'Al Tasa. So just like Avodah Zkochavim, the mitzvah is B'Shev V'Al Tasa, so too, whenever you're going to be chayav a carbon chatas, it's going to be b'shev al tasa. What's a shev al tasa? That the Torah tells you not to do it, and you went ahead and you did it. So in order to be chayav a carbon chatas, it has to be similar to avodas kochavim, which is shev al tasa, where you're not supposed to do something, you did it anyway. So there you see that there's no carbon chatas for Pesach and Mila, because those are assays, but there is for things like avodas kochavim. Torah achas yelechem la'osav b'shkaga. If somebody does avodas zarah b'shkaga, v'nefesh yirtasa b'yad rama, and the soul that does with an outstretched hand. So just like avodas kochavim is a mitzvah v'shev al tasa, so too everyone is a shev al. Every mitzvah has to be shev al tasa. Dafka, if a person is over on the mitzvah b'shogeg, he brings a chatas. And that by Pesach and Mila, where if he does it b'shogeg, that it's kum v'aseh, where you're commanded to do something, you don't do it, there's no carbon. Rashi explains, but in nefesh atasi v'yad rama, v'avodas kochavim makosav medaber. The Torah is talking about idol worship. Ma v'avodas kochavim sheh v'al taseh, v'chon al zdonah karz v'ashig osu chatos t'gassib le'al minei, eiz b'ashin osu l'chatos. So, for Zara, b'mezid it's karis, and b'shogeg it's a chatas. Where do you see that b'shogeg it's a chatas? Because it says that you bring an eiz b'ashnas al chatas. So this eiz that you bring is for shogeg. Av kol shev al tasa. So too, whenever you're going to be chayav a carbon chatas, it's going to be shev al tasa, that b'mezid you get karis. B'shogeg, you get a chatas if you were told not to do something and you did it. So if it's Zadim Karis, then b'shogeg, it's going to be a chatas. So the Seder HaPsukim is as follows. Tezvav Chav Zayin. Tezvim Nef Shachat Techat HaBishkaga V'Kri V'Eiz B'Ashnas HaLachatos. And then it says in Pasuk HaOches V'Chi Bar Koin Al HaNefesh HaShkaga Eges B'Chata B'Shkaga L'Fnei Hashem L'Chapro Lo V'Nislach Lo Ezrach B'Vnei Yisrav L'Ger Gor B'Soichom Tera Achas Yelechem Lo'Isa B'Shkaga. So that's the Seder HaPsukim. First it says that if a soul sins b'shogeg, brings in eiz b'ashnasa for chatos. Then it says the coins mechaper and the nefesh ha-shogeg es b'cheta b'shkaga v'mechaper. And it says whether it's an ezrach or a ger, one law for doing b'shkaga, and in the nefesh it does b'yad rama, it does b'mezid, b'nechosa nefesh imikarev ama. So mevur mitoch divrei Rashi b'sugya, says Moriv Rabbi Abraham Nikshlita, upon whom this shir is being based, that we darsh in the din, that chiyuv chatos, from Rashi we see, we darsh in the din, that chiyuv chatos is shayach only b'kum v'aseh, because the Torah says not to do it. La'osa bishgaga. So the person is supposed, told not to do it. So if he does it, he brings a chata. So you see that it has to be sheva al tasa. The Torah tells somebody not to do it, and he does it. So we learn this, that a person's chayva chatas only become va'aseh because the Torah tells him not to do it, and he did it against the Ratzon HaTorah. This is derived from a number of points. Number one, the beginning of the parasha, it says we're talking about a chiyuv chatas. It says hanefesh achotes makriv eiz bas shnasa lechatas. So you see we're talking about a chiyuv chatas. At the end talks about nichrusa, karis goes with a chatas. What's amazing, Sakaris is Vishog Gachatas. Bayes, number two, point number two. It's talking about Avodas Kochavim. Because this pasuk says, Vanevashir Tasa Biyad Rama. Somebody does with an outstretched hand, which is Mashma Chasu Shalom, that a person is raising his hand to Hashem. Terrible. Number three, since Avodah Zarah is mentioned as a dogma of Achiv Chatas B'chol Torah, we can learn that that's the paradigm. And in order to be chay b'chatas, it has to be like Avodah Zarah. It has to be a sheva al tasa. Number four, Avodah Zarah there's always a kum v'aseh against lavim. The Torah tells you not to do it, and the person did it. It says, lo seshtach v'elam, lo seavdem. So then, b'mezit it's karis b'shegit z'chatas. And from here we learn that all chiyuv chatas on an aveira shebetorah has to be b'kum v'aseh, and it also has to be zadon kares, because that's the paradigm, that's the model. The models of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is shogeg chatas mezit kares, and so too always it has to be in order to be chayav chatas mezit its kares. Avodah Zarah is a sheva al tasa. The Torah tells you not to do it, a person does it. So here also, whenever you want to be chayav person a chatas, it has to be a sheva al tasa. So at kan midivrei sugyasenu b'daf gimel. However, earlier on in our mishnah, the mishnah beis amud aleph, Rashi explained be'emtsa richus dvarav v'zeh l'shono ba'elu shchayav an al zdono kares v'ashigos uchatas demapik la me'avodas kochavim tachsibu v'chisishku v'losasu es kol mitzvos eila v'amar ma'ar. And we learn in Harayas shkula avodas kochavim k'neged kol ha'torah tachsibu b'mitzvos tachsibu b'karban. So Avodah Zarah is equal to the whole Torah, because it says mitzvahs, which is like this generic term for all the mitzvahs. And it says there's a karban, v'kriv eiz b'ashnas alachatos, v'gamrinan ma'avodis kochom shechem al zdon akarot v'ashigos alachatos, avkol shechem al zdon akarot v'chayv al shigos alachatos kon hani krisis. So you learn from Avodah Zarah that just like there it's mezid karet shoget chatos, also by whenever there's going to be a mezid karet, there's going to be a chatas b'shogeg. So that's very interesting. In the Mishnah, Rashi has a limud that's not mentioned in our sugya, and that's from what it says in the parsha, v'chisishku v'losasu is called a mitzvah sa'elu. That's by Midbar Tesvav Chav Beis. That's before that parsha that we were reading out before. It says when you make a mistake and you don't do these mitzvahs. And we learn that it says mitzvahs, and that it's talking about avodas kochavim. And that teaches you that Avodah Zarah, and then later on it says you bring a chatas, pasuk of zayin. So just like Avodah Zarah, you have to bring a chatas, and b'mezid its kares. So too always, if b'mezid its kares, b'shogi there's a chatas, and Avodah Zarah is the paradigm because it says v'chishishka v'losasa was called a mitzvah se'elu. So here we have an open stira, an explicit stira. In the Mishnah, Rashi learns the makor that every lav chayven al zdono kares chayven al shigos ochatos is from chisishku v'losasu is kolam mitzvah se'ela. And in the Gemara, we see the limit is from Torah achas yelechem lo'ise b'shgaga. Like we saw in the Gemara. Mi ma'isi, do you really bring a carbon for Pesach and Chatos? When do you bring a carbon? For Pesach Amila, when do you bring a carbon? Huksha kol ha-Torah kula avodas kochavim. Tachsif Torah achas. There's a hekesh to avodas kochavim from Torah achas yelecha. The whole Torah is equated to avodas kochavim. It says Torah achas. So just like by avodas kochavim, it's b'mezid karis b'shogei chata, so too always. So it's learned from Torah Chasielachem Losa Bishkaga. In Harius, and Rashi quotes this in the Mishnah, so it's very odd that Rashi in the Mishnah brings in the Gemara in Harius, which is a different makor for the Chiyuv Chatas of Kol HaTorah Kula, both from Avodah Zarah but from different psukin in the parasha. Zayir and Shusant. Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Now in Maseches Harius it says, El Rabbanan etc. says, Don't occur to Shigol Chatz Menalu. Nafkulu midamasni le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebrei. So this is learned from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what he taught his son, in Bamidbar Tesvav Chav Teslamet. Tarach asiyah lechem lo isa bishgaga, v'nefesh ertasa biyad rama. Hukshah kol ha-torah kula al-avodas kochavim. That one Torah for those who do the Shkaga and the Nefesh that does Biyad Rama, so the whole Torah, that's, you see, it's talking about Avodas Kochavim. Yad Rama is Avodas Kochavim, and the whole Torah is equated to Avodas Kochavim. Just like Avodas Kochavim Yechayev Al Zdono Karetz V'Shigas Uchatas, Afkan Chayev Al Zdono Karetz V'Shigas Uchatas. So here the Gemara Taka learns from Tarach Asiyah Lechem that there's going to be a Zadon Karetz and a Shogei Chatas. And then Sofa Sugya, we also bring the Shita that Darshins V'Chi Sishku V'Lo Sasu, it's called a Mitzis, etc. So Rashi says, Tarach asiyalechem loitze b'shkaga, v'nevesh ertase b'yad rama, v'avoydes kochavim mishto yikra. V'sani b'sefir b'shem anoyim, v'avoydes kochavim kosa medabri, sh'nemar k'dvar Hashem biza, sh'biza al dibur rishon, sh'nemar bo, anochi Hashem lokecha, lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai. So this parasha, Zok Rashi, is talking about avodas kochavim. How do we know this? From the Sefri, Rashbi says in the Sefri that it's talking about avodas kochavim. He says the Kitvar Hashem Biza, it says there in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, he's mevaze the dibur, the ersh the dibur, the first dibur of Hashem, where it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yalecha Elohim Achrim Al Panai. That's what the person was mevaze. Ma avodas kochavim shechayv al zdono karis. How do you know avodas kochavim yechayv al zdono karis? So Rashi the hachik sivi karis di karis. So we see al kolponim that they were learning like our sugya. The part we quoted is learning like our sugya. That the brisa learns from Torah achas yielachem laose b'shgaga v'nevesh etase b'yad rama. So you see that b'avodas kochav makosav nidaber, and nevertheless the Gemara there doesn't find it necessary from in that part of the sugya the darshan v'chishku lo sasso is called mitzvah se'ela. So it's weird. In our sugya, Rashi explains, in our Gemara in Krisus, Rashi explains not like the Gemara in Krisus. He brings a different source. He brings from v'chishku v'lo sasso is called mitzvah se'ela. In Krisus, the Gemara brings from Torah Achasiyah Lechem, but in Harius, in that very sugi in Harius where Rashi brings from this pasuk of Vechisishka V'lo Sasu, we also have our Jerusha here in the Gemara in Krisus of Torah Achasiyah Lechem. So what compelled Rashi here in Krisus to learn like the Gemara in Harius, which is a different marker than our Gemara here in Krisus, when the Gemara in Harius itself learns in according to one day, like our Gemara here in Krisus? So that really strengthens the Kasha on Rashi. Odi Yesh Lahakshos from our Sugya on the Rashi's Perush in the Mishnah. But later on in the Sugya in Gimel Amud Aleph, it says, Hamachalel es HaShabbos. Frek the Gemara that a person Mechal Shabbos, it's Zmezit Kares, Shege Gechat, Zrol Sagamar, Amri Shabbos, Arboim Choser Achas Havian. Shabbos is 39 Malachas, and each one is an individual Kares. Like, Maris is and Beis and Beis. So it has to be B'minyan HaMishnah 77 Krisis, 74 Krisis. How many Krisis do we have in the Mishnah? 36. So add another 38, and because the 39 Malachas, so we have one for Shabbos, it should be 39 for Shabbos. So, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Tana, we learn in the Mishnah that there could be a place where you're only chayav once for Shabbos. Shigagas Shabbos. Vizodon Malachas. The person was shogeg for Shabbos, and he was mazed on the Malachas. He knew he was doing the malacha. He just didn't know it was Shabbos. So he's shogeg on Shabbos, and he's mazed on the halachas, on the malachas. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. This person's only going to be chayav once. Only one chatas. That's the Gemara Darshan's. Sanya, it says in the Pasuk, Ha'amur b'karban chatas v'nevish kisech t'vishgog, etc. V'asa me'achas me'heina. So from the Lashon HaPasuk, Chacham Darshan heina, she'avar averos harve, she'hi achas. She'get Shabbos, v'zadun malachas. What does it mean, Hena? Hena is a lot of averas. Shiachas, that are one. How do you have a lot of averas that are only one chatas? The answer is, he forgot it was Shabbos, and he was mazed on the malachas. So he's going to be chayav one chatas for his shogeg. What's his shogeg? Forgetting Shabbos. There's only one forgetting of Shabbos. There's only one going to be one carbon chatas. Frekt the Gemara, V'nisni zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachas. Why don't we learn the shogeg of Shabbos? Excuse me. Why don't we learn the zadon of Shabbos and the shogeg of malacha? Why doesn't the Mishnah teach us an ofen, a case where the guy knows today is Shabbos, he knows it's Saturday, but he just didn't know that these malachas were asr on Shabbos? The mechayev arbaim chaser achas, they're going to be 39. The sanya v'achatz me'achas mehena, pa mishchayev achas al kulam, pa mishchayev al kul achas v'achas. So tizachas me'achas mehena. Sometimes you got mechayev for all of them, one. Sometimes you're chayev for each one. He says achas, shehi hena, like zadon Shabbos and shigas malachas. One mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is Hena, that you're chayav al kama malachos ba'oisa mitzvah atzma. When are you chayav al kama malachos for one mitzvah? What's the Hena? Zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos. So that's achas shehi Hena. One, that's many. What's the one that's many? So mitzvah achas, shehena, that you're chayiv many times. What's one that you're chayiv many times? Zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachas. You know that today is Shabbos, and you didn't know that the malachas were aser. So that's many times. So why does the Gemara Mishnah mention that? And the Gemara Tana, shigas Shabbos al malachas adifalei. The Tana preferred telling us that he didn't know about Shabbos and he knew about the malachas. Why? Because a bigger chiddush. Mechatas mi'alom miftar. That he's not putter from a chattas. Why was he saying he's pater from a chattas? He was mazid in all the malachas. So he's telling us a big chiddush that even though he's mazid in all the malachas, he's pater from a chattas. He's still chayv in a chattas because he was shogeg on Shabbos. Even though he's mazid in all the malachas, he still has to bring a chattas. V'chein ata motzei gabei avodas kochavim. And we also find this l'gabei avodas kochavim. The katani shigas avodas kochavim zodan avodas. He didn't know b'chlal v'yisar avodas zara, but he knew that avodas also b'meizid, and he did the avodas b'meizid. Because the Mishnah enumerates avodas kochavim as one lav. So that's shigas avodas kochavim. He didn't know it was kochavim was also, and he did a lot of avodas. There's one chattas. So the Gemara is mevarer. What's pshat in shigas avodas kochavim? But for our purposes, we have now this raya. That just like by Shabbos, you have one karban, even though he did many malachas, so too by avodah zara. Rashi says, Shabbos avayim chaser achasen lisnei ayin hei krisis. So, learn that there's 75 krisis. So there's a few letters next to the ayin hei. And in the Agos Ma'arav Rendsburg, he says it should say Ayin Dalet 74. That's the correct number. Tana Shigas Shabbos, the service Yom Chol. Shigas Shabbos, he thought it was a weekday. Zodim Melachos, Yodesh Melachos, all the service Shabbos, he knows the Melachos, the rest around Shabbos. He now with the Kul Avis Melachos, Eino Chayv Alachas. If he did, all these Avis Melachos, only Chayv one. The Lek Alachadish Gaga. There's only one Shogun. It's Nisim Basarchi of Chattas Nektin and Lekrisis. Naktin hu lekrisis. So it's telling you, the Mishnah says there are 36 krisis, and these krisis go with the chi of chattas. And if he does all of these avos melachos, he's only going to be chayav one chattas. There's only one shkaga. When Rashi says weiter that the Mishnah Basar Chiyuv Chattas Naktinu Lekrisis, it's going after Chiyuv Chattas, we talk about Krisis. What does that mean? So the answer is that Pshat and Rashi is that we can ask, but the Mishnah enumerates Chiyuv Ekares Lose B'mezid. So if you do Lamates Melachos B'mezid Zodon Shabbos v'Zodon Melachos, because only then you're going to be a person going to be chayv kares. He's chayv 39 krisus. So there's 74 chiyuve kares. So what's the nafkamina that on Shigas Shabbos, so you only chayv one chattas? So on that Rashi answers that when the Mishnah says chayv chiyuve kares, it's was concerned with that number primarily to tell you how many chattas, how many kares is not our concern as much as how many carbon chattas, because that's for the nafkamina lamaisa here in this world. What a person has to do to carry out the onish. So therefore it says, Shigas Shabbos v'zodan malachos, it's only going to be one chattas. Hena shi achas, t'chsiv achas me'achas mehena, v'avle l'michtav achas mehena. So it should have said, achas mehena, what does it mean, me'achas mehena? It's mashma, sometimes you're chayv on one aveira, hena. You're chayv many chattos u'mehena, you're only chayav achas, you're only chayav one chattas. So sometimes, for one avera, you're chayav hena, and sometimes for many averas, you're only chayav achas. Sometimes for one avera, you're chayav many chattos, and sometimes for Many averos only have one chatas. So if you have shigas, shabbos other malachas, and you did a lot of malachas, so you only have one carbon. But if you have zadon chatas, zadon shabbos, you are der shem shabbos, you know it's shabbos, shigas malachas, and you made a mistake in the malachas, so that's how you have one achas shehena, al mitzvah achas, you have one mitzvah and you have a lot of chatas, one mitzvah shabbos, many chatas, and that's when you were mazed on the Shabbos and shogi on the Malachas. And the Gemara asked, so why? Did the Mishnah teach us Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malachas? They're going to be chayav 39 times. And the Gemara answers that the Tana preferred telling us this. Tana Shigas Shabbos Zadon Malachas Adifalei. That's what he preferred to tell us. As we explain. V'achim Mistabed of Shigas Shabbos Kamayri, Rashi says, Medachashiv Gabe Avodas Kochavim Masnisin Chada V'sula. Makes sense that we're talking about Shigas Shabbos because by Avodas Kochavim we also have only one carbon. So it must be that by Shigas Avodas Kochavim it's talking about you didn't know Avodah Zarah was Asur and you have Zadon Avodos, but you knew about these Avodos. He didn't know about the Isser Avodah Zarah, but the Avodos he did amaze it. So he knew he was doing these avodas, he just didn't know that avodas are with us. So in such a case, he's only going to bring one carbon. Because the yidish shibagas avoda, if it was shogeg on the avoda, then he got arba chatos for arba avodas, four chatos for four avodas, zibeach v'kitur v'nisach v'shtachavo. These four avodas, one is chay for being carbon. He's slaughters, he's makdir. And he pours libations, bows down. Ad kan Lashon Rashi. So, it must be that it's talking about Rashi says Shigas Avodos Chom Zadon Avodos, just like Shigas Shabbos Ve Zadon Malachas. So you see that it's clear to our sugya that the tziur, the scenario of kares and chatas b'avodas kochav in our mishnah is talking about shigas avodas kochav mizadon avodas, and mikan raya that gan gabi shabbos is talking about shigas shabbos mizadon malachas. So avodas kochav is a raya for shabbos that we're talking about shigas avodas kochav shigas shabbos and Zadon Malachas. However, in the Mishnah, let's see the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah. Shogeg Darayis Kasavashi Ishto Avodas etc. Avodas Kochavim Kasavar Zibuach Vikitur Asr Torah Velo Ishtachavo Venisuch Da Arba Eile Avodos Hain. So Rashi says, you know what the case of Avodas Kochavim is? He thought that the Torah only asked Lizboach, to slaughter, Kitur, to burn. That's what the Torah asked. And the Torah didn't answer Hishtachava Nisuch. These are the four avodas that are asur by Avodah Zarah. And he didn't know. So he pasha made a mistake about the avodas. He made a mistake about the avodas. So if you read this Rashi, you begin to scratch your head. Because this Rashi is mamish soiser. Rashi in the Mishnah, soiser the Gemara. First of all, Rashi didn't say in his Perush on the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to discuss this, as Rashi normally does. Not only that, Rashi explains neged the Gemara. The Mishnah has its siur. According to Rashi, afchatos v'avodizara he was shogeg b'malachas. He just didn't know which malachas were aser. He was shogeg in the malachas, in the avodas. And in the Gemara, Rashi says that it's talking about shigas avodas kochavim v'zadun malachas. Gemara says shigas avodas kochavim v'zadun malachas, and Rashi there explains what that means. That he knew the avodas were aser, he just made a mistake about avodas kochavim. So it's mamash is steering a flaw between the Rashi and the Mishnah and the Gemara. Rashi and the Mishnah says that it's talking about shogeg on the avodas, and in the Gemara you see that it's talking about shogeg on the etzem avodah zara, the avodas he knew about, and therefore there's only one karba. It's mamish a hafle v'fela. And why is Rashi bringing a raya from avodas kochav? And we can say that just like by Shabbos, the reason you're bringing one karba is because you're shogeg on etzem Shabbos, so too by avodas kochavim, the reason you're bringing one carbon is because you're shogeg on the etzem of avodas kochavim. Why is avodas kochavim a raya? Hachinam mistabrit, has to be that way, because look at avodas kochavim. Chena tamotze gabi avodas kochavim. Gemara could have said, just like we have to say by Shabbos that it's Shigas Shabbos, so to Avodas Kochavim, we have to say that it's Shigas Avodas Kochavim. Whereas it seems from the Gemara that it's bringing a raya of like Kachinami Mistabra. Bring your raya, that's what Shabbos is talking about, because look at what Avodas Kochavim is talking about. Avodas Kochavim is talking about Shigas Avodas Kochavim, so Shabbos must talk about Shigas Shabbos. Say that just like by Shabbos you have to say it's talking about Shigas Shabbos, so to Avodas Kochavim you have to say it's talking about Shigas Avodas Kochavim. Seems to bring avodas kochavim as a raya. What's the raya? They're both on equal ground. By both of them you have a kasha. How could it be only one carbon? Hi, there are a lot of avodas, there are a lot of malachas. And the answer by both of them is that there's one Yesoda sticker mistake the person made. Either that is Shabbos, it's not Shabbos today, or it's that Avodas Kochavim is Mutter. Shigas Shabbos or Shigas Avodas Kochavim. That would be the logical way of looking at it. You have a Kasha by both, and you have to say the same Teretz by both. But the Gemara seems to say no. We have a Kasha by Shabbos and by Avodas Kochavim. It's not a kasha, it's clear that we're talking about Shigas Avodas Kochavim. And therefore you also have to say by Shabbos it's talking about Shigas Shabbos. No, they're both on equal footing. Both of them is one carbon, we have a kasha, why? And the teretz must be because the person made a mistake on something primary. Avodas Kochavim or Shabbos. So each one would be an example for the other one, but not similar to the other one, but not a raya. Why is Avodas Kochavim a raya? So we have a whole slew of akashas here. We have stiras. It's mamish b'hafle b'fela. What's going on over here? And b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu. In the next shir, we will, based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi, we will b'ritzos Hashem see neflos mitoras Hashem b'neder. and have a new havana in the sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.